Ever feel like you're constantly chasing this mythical beast called perfection? You know that feeling when you put in hours on a project, but it just isn't perfect. Or maybe you judge yourself harshly for making a small mistake, leaving you feeling deflated and discouraged. Well, let me tell you, friend, I've been there. We all have. That's why we're diving into the Stoic Mind Gym today with a crucial workout. Embracing imperfection and letting go of perfectionism. Think about it. Striving for perfection can actually become a sneaky trap, leading to stress, anxiety, and ultimately hindering our growth. It sets us up for constant disappointment because, let's face it, life is messy, beautiful, and wonderfully imperfect. The Stoics, those ancient philosophers who knew a thing or two about resilience, taught us to focus on what we can control: our thoughts, actions, and reactions, and accept the things outside of our influence. So, how do we actually ditch this perfectionism trap? Here are 5 key takeaways to get you started. First up, recognize that perfect is often just an illusion. It's a moving target, constantly changing based on our expectations and societal pressures. Think about it, what was considered perfect 50 years ago might seem totally different today. It's important to remember that perfection isn't a fixed point, it's a subjective concept that can shift like the sands of time. Next, shift your focus from outcomes to the process. Instead of obsessing over getting things right every single time, find joy in the journey itself. Embrace the learning curve, celebrate small victories, and view challenges as opportunities for growth. Think about it this way: wouldn't you rather enjoy the climb than just worry about reaching the top? Practice self-compassion. This is huge. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a good friend. We all make mistakes, have off days, and face setbacks. It's part of being human. Instead of berating yourself for imperfections, acknowledge them with grace and focus on learning and moving forward. Surround yourself with supportive people. Being around those who uplift and encourage you can make a world of difference. Seek out relationships that celebrate your strengths and offer constructive feedback when needed. Remember, true friends are there to support you through the ups and downs, not judge your every move. Finally, remember that progress over perfection is always the goal. It's about making consistent effort, learning from our experiences, and becoming better versions of ourselves over time. So let me paint a picture for you. Imagine you're working on a creative project, maybe writing a song, painting a picture, or building something with your hands. You put in hours of dedication, but it's not turning out exactly as you envisioned. You might feel tempted to throw in the towel, convinced that it will never be perfect. But here's the thing. What if you shifted your perspective? What if instead of striving for flawlessness, you focused on enjoying the creative process itself? The joy of experimenting, making mistakes, and learning along the way. Maybe this project won't be a masterpiece, but it could become something truly unique and meaningful. Because sometimes, the beauty lies in the imperfections, those little quirks and flaws that make it uniquely yours. Remember, embracing imperfection isn't about giving up or settling for mediocrity. It's about letting go of rigid expectations, finding joy in the journey, and recognizing that our worth is not tied to our achievements. It's about being kind to ourselves, celebrating progress, and ultimately living a more authentic and fulfilling life. So, are you ready to ditch the perfectionism trap? Take a deep breath, give yourself permission to be imperfect, and embrace the beautiful messiness of it all. Share this episode with a friend who could use a little reminder that it's okay to not be perfect, because in reality, we're all just beautifully flawed humans trying to navigate this wild ride together. And that's absolutely okay. See you back here tomorrow for another Stoic Mind Gym workout.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.